Are you passionate about making a positive impact on a child's life? Then listen to this. Alpha Best Education, a national after-school program provider, is searching for site coordinators and group leaders in your area. At Alpha Best, enjoy career growth, no weekend work, part-time benefits, and deep tuition discounts for team members. Apply now with a quick 3-minute application. Just go to alphabest.org/careers. That's alphabest.org/careers. Make a difference. Join Alpha Best Education.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash PM, and picking up cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands, at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Community, man. I appreciate y'all.
What's happening, people?
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem role, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Martha K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Ness, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King Amin of Essex, catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian in Buffalo, God bless you all.
In Jesus' name.
Without child, ain't nothing. Without the callers, it ain't nothing, man.
Batgirl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish, Vegas, Palm Beach, Florida.
Detroit, the Incredible, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama.
It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show Kid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
NSDS Promotions.
Coach Mide from London, UK.
Let's go! I'm ready!
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Lethal James, P-A-Y-N-E. It's Lethal.
Line 6, Reed, just spreading that boots gospel.
Both from Bama, only in America.
Well, I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Born, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, you heard? Four chicken wings and French fries.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. And you can catch my co-hosts.
Are you passionate about making a positive impact on a child's life? Then listen to this. Alpha Best Education, a national after-school program provider, is searching for site coordinators and group leaders in your area. At Alpha Best, enjoy career growth, no weekend work, part-time benefits, and deep tuition discounts for team members. Apply now with a quick 3-minute application. Just go to alphabest.org/careers. That's alphabest.org/careers. Make a difference. Join Alpha Best Education.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization. Earn great pay, outstanding federal benefits, and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. Learn more online at cbp.gov/career/USBP.
I thought you was going to introduce me. What up, champ, man? Ringbug Danny, what up, what up?
Catch you at?
Man, catch me in the studio 7 days a week.
And on Instagram at Ringbug Danny.
Except this weekend. Ain't no fights this weekend.
Word.
So we off, kind of.
We still waiting on that call to get invited, get the full access to the Zurdo camp.
Yo, where does he do camp at? Where he train at?
L.A., big city of dreams.
Like, actually L.A. or?
I don't know, bro. You asking the wrong dude.
Yeah.
That being said, we're here to discuss Deontay Wilder wanting a fourth fight with Tyson Fury, and Fury responding saying, man looking for another ass whooping. Whooping.
Was it really Wilder?
I'm going to be real. I wouldn't even mind the fourth fight. but I need him to beat Hellenius and immediately after beat Joe Joyce.
Wow.
So, Bo, that is the poll. The poll is, are you okay? Why is this not working? Are you okay with Wilder Fury 4 if Wilder beats Hellenius and Joe Joyce? Because I see the world. I see all you guys out there calling Joe Joyce the number two heavyweight. So that's all Wilder got to do.
So Tyson Fury called him.
And so is the rest of the world. Because, you know, I guess Fury's that popular. It's trickled down. But everybody is calling Joe Joyce the, you know, Terminator. For real. So if Wilder goes through him, then there is no other option, right? Like, I'm sure no one's going to say fight AJ. Would they want him to fight AJ because it's a good fight? Yeah, but they're not going to say fight AJ. So would you be okay with a four fight if Wilder beats Joe Joyce and Robert Hellenius? So I'll ask you as he builds that poll. And I guess...
Yeah, I mean, if he does that, I'm totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. I just saw an interview where Joe Joyce said that he believes he will be elevated to full champ because Usyk is looking for that Fury fight and says that he thinks he won't get that Usyk fight.
Joyce said this?
Yes.
I don't think Joyce is correct. Like, Usyk has fought Joyce. I'm sure he knows that fight makes sense. I'm sure he knows someone will pay for that fight. There's World Boxing Super Series footage of Usyk putting major hands on Joyce.
World Boxing World Series.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. But he put major hands on him in that tournament, so I don't know that anybody going to be afraid, but I'm sure somebody going to pay. Bo kept it short and sweet with only two answers, and it's tied right now. That's why we needed that third one or fourth one to, you know what
I mean?
Well,
I mean, it's been up for 1 minute, so.
I know, but it's, look, 50-50, 50-50, which is crazy that there would be people to say no. Like, legitimately speaking, if you beat Hellenius, who just beat Adam Kovnacki, he's definitely a top 10 heavyweight, you know, Hellenius is. Then you go in there and you beat the boogeyman, Joe Joyce, the battering ram. He broke somebody's face. He's the first dude to stop Joe Parker. Like, he's got how many knockouts, Danny? 14? 15 fights?
14 knockouts and 15 fights.
So, my God, is he Better Beef's uncle? The only knock on Joyce is he's 37.
He old as fuck.
That's it. 37. Wilder's 36. So, perfect. Luis Ortiz, older than that. Perfect. I like Joe Joyce, and he is definitely, like, because if Wilder loses to Joyce, Joyce definitely gets a title shot. Bo, how do you feel about it? Please answer the poll question verbally.
Yes. That's the poll question. It was a yes or no. I say yes. I'm okay with it.
Can you elaborate?
He got to knock them both out in devastating fashion for me to be okay with it. If he go with a 12-round knockout, drag-out type fight where they both leak in and swole up, I wouldn't want it.
With Joyce, he can't have a back and forth with Joyce.
Nah, because it's going to take too much out of him. Joyce a monster.
And that's the point. Like, how do you expect him to, you know, whitewash a monster? You gotta expect a monster to be what he is,
because he gonna get in there with a battle monster if after he beats Joyce. Tyson Fury ain't no joke, you know what I'm saying? Tyson Fury take years off your life, so I need him to be preserved as much as possible and knock people out in devastating fashion to get there for a fight. I ain't seen enough.
I hear you. I got some audio once again courtesy of Fight Hype. Shout out to the producers. This is the coach of Deontay Wilder.
That was always my goal. Everybody in between, you're supposed to get rid of. But it's Deontay Wilder. I'm not worried about Usyk, Joshua, Andy, none of those guys. My goal is Fury. Fury is my goal. because I think this Deontay Wilder beats him easy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fellas, we haven't seen this version of Deontay Wilder that Mr. House is speaking of. So, I mean, can we? Is it even fair to comment on this audio?
I don't think you can really say till we
see him, right?
See him step back in that ring.
What about you, Bo? You think it's fair to comment on, you know?
I mean, I've seen him doing stuff that I've never seen him do before. So,
what kind of stuff?
Yeah, you've been in the gym with him, Bo. So
elaborate. What kind of stuff?
When I was in the gym when he was standing up and that's it, or sitting down. But what I've seen online is him running. What I've seen online is him doing pad work with not the mitts but the noodles. So that takes more precision and whatnot. Yeah, he look a little bit different. It's a little bit more I see every time he training. Stuff that I think we should have seen 10 years ago, he doing it now. Now how it transfers to the ring, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to transfer over, but we're going to see on October 15th.
Very busy day, very busy day.
5 televised cards that day.
Mm.
5 televised.
Which fights are televised?
Tell you in 1 second.
On that card or on that day?
On that day.
Devin Haney, Cambosos.
Wilder.
Savannah Marshall.
What's the order, though? Running order? Do we have a running order of how we plan to watch these fights?
Let me pull up our good friend Danny Rayfield.
Do we know what? Damn, what the hell did that say? Let me go to my page.
Let's see. So.
Ooh. Okay. Sorry about that. You found it?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay. Right. And you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. This is the same number at the Wynn. We were able to take callers yesterday at the Wynn. It was fantastic. The engineers loved everyone's energy. They never seen anything like it. So we're live here, 6 to 9. We're live there, 12 to 2. Same number, 1-425-569-5241. We're talking Wilder, still wanting a fourth fight. We are throwing the hypothetical of him beating Helenius and Joe Joyce because I believe he'll be a shoo-in. You know, I don't know that if you beat Helenius and Ruiz that the public backs you in your campaign for a fourth fight. But if you beat Helenius and Joe Joyce is considered more of a threat than Ruiz to anyone, not just to Wilder. Whereas Ruiz to Wilder, I'm always thinking Wilder was going to knock him out. Bo, did you ever think Ruiz would beat Wilder?
I'm not sure on that fight.
Really? You think the speed of Ruiz can do something then?
The speed, when he get inside, he could definitely put Wilder in a blender, if you know what I'm saying.
Of course.
I ain't saying stop him. I'm just saying like.
No, I hear you. A couple hooks, left, right, back
hooks.
You
know what I'm saying? And have Wilder stumbling a little bit. But all it takes is one shot. And Andrew Ruiz often gets caught with straight punches. So I think Wilder should be able to get the job done. But Ruiz going to have him in the blender at some points within their fight as well, I believe.
What about you, champ?
I'm trying to do something that you asked me to do. Never in my life. This is why I told you what I told you yesterday. It's beyond difficult. But what was the question with the fights?
Homie decides to do that now. I have no clue. Okay. I was hoping that but whatever I, do have, I asked you to do, you
yeah,
remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. I got the running order.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you was asking me whatever you and Bo was talking about. So the question to you is, will we cover Liam Paro versus Brock Jarvis?
Which fights we going to cover and what? Which way? Because obviously it's a very busy, busy.
Well, I'm just saying, would you cover that?
Which one?
Liam Paro versus Brock Jarvis.
Liam Pardo. Okay, so Liam Pardo is the dude that might end up in a fight with Teo that we won't be happy about, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
No, I mean, yeah, you are correct.
Yeah.
Australian guy.
Would I cover that? Whose card would it be? Is he the main event?
Main event. That's the zone.
Oh, a the zone fight.
The zone.
So that's early.
That would be the first fight. It would be... They haven't gave times yet, but yeah, it would be early.
Okay, I mean, I guess that's doable then.
Okay, so that would be the first fight.
And that, but you don't know what time that would be.
Around this time, if not earlier.
What?
It's in Australia, champ.
We probably won't be doing that.
All right.
Not live.
So then, the next card that we
Liam Pardo ain't that important.
Okay. The next card will be Clarissa Shields versus Savannah Marshall. We're obviously doing that. And then the Misfits Boxing will probably be around the same time since that's in the UK as well. So I don't know who's on that Misfits Boxing card. They haven't announced it. But we'll see, obviously.
There's one announced. I don't know if it's another one. But I didn't see anybody I know on this next one coming up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Dan hasn't even put any names. It just says Misfits. So
I seen a flyer of the next Misfits, but I'll see if I can find it on DAZN.
So in the meantime, while he does that, obviously we'll call the Michaela Mayer versus Alicia Bumgardner fight. Clarissa Shields versus... Yeah, Savannah Marshall, Michaela Mayer versus Bumgardner. And then Haney, Kambosos, and Wilder, Hellenius that night.
Mm. Busy schedule, huh?
Always working, you know that.
We're going to be in studio all day. And if all goes well, that particular show will be under some new rules and guidelines, baby.
Oh, you were just talking about this yesterday and how excited you were to get back to that.
Oh, yeah.
More secrets?
Never secrets with you, bro.
So, you know, I know it ain't no secret with me. I'm talking about for the listeners.
Yeah, you know, I mean, until the ink dries, they know how it goes with us. They know how it goes with us. Until the ink dries, we cannot reveal, but there is some more hugeness to deliver, you know, hopefully in the next 72, 36, or 24 hours, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, again, it's ink drying, man. That's all that matters. Because then, you know, there's no... You live and you learn. You live and you learn. So, you know, that ink drying is very important. So... I know we got a poll here, and I'm letting it tally. It looks like we got 170 votes. I'm thinking maybe we should end it just to spice it up. Because, like, I don't think Wilder deserves a Fury fight if he beats Hellenius and Ruiz. But we, as a boxing community, should know that that's probably what's going to happen. He's probably going to fight Hellenius, then Ruiz. Are you okay with him getting the Fury fight after those two fights? Or does it have to be Joyce?
I think it kind of depends in the matter that he does it in.
So that's what I'm saying. I think we could do four options, and you can do like Hellenius Ruiz, Hellenius Joyce, Hellenius Joshua, Hellenius. You could partake in this anytime you want.
Now. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of top heavyweights right now that
Usyk. Usyk offered it to him. Usyk said, if Fury fights this guy, I'll fight you. So if Wilder beats Hellenius and then gets Usyk and beats Usyk, he already got all the belts, so fighting Fury absolutely makes sense. So that might be a spoiler of a answer, because everyone's going to pick that and say he has to do that, you know.
So what's the question?
Well, we're trying to figure out if there's another poll to make, because, you know, I think if you're an honest boxing fan, you do not mind Wilder getting a full fight with Fury if he beats Helenius and Joe Joyce. But I think even some honest boxing fans like myself may not want Fury 4 if you only beat Helenius and Ruiz. See, in my eyes, Wilder's so good, he knocking both those dudes, Stone Cold Steve Austin, out. Both of them. You know, Helenius and Ruiz. I've seen Ruiz stay down here, crouching down from the smaller areola. He'll you know, C-curl his back and close down. And you can't do that with Wilder. You can't do that with Wilder. Ignorant boxing is saying it's a pointless fourth fight. But that's why I'm trying to see. For him, it's pointless. So I want to know, is it no longer pointless if he beats Helenius and Ruiz? Is it no longer pointless if he beats Joe Joyce and Helenius? Is it no longer pointless if it's Helenius and Joshua? Is it no longer pointless if it's Helenius and Usyk? Like, when does it make sense? Or is it always no? Is it always not a fourth fight? Are we tired of that?
I think, you know, it really depends what he does. It may be more than two men. It may be a third fight. And then Fury.
Okay, so you're saying Helenius, Ruiz,
Joyce. Who the fuck ain't going, and he knocks all three of them out, who the fuck ain't going to want to see the first Wilder fight?
Right now, Wilder's fighting in October. To turn around and fight Ruiz in what? Like March, February?
What? That's what I'm saying. It may not be quick. It may take some time.
You got to build to it.
It may take some time, but I believe it'll be worth it.
Listen, I want you guys to not forget, especially all my peoples out in Dallas, it's going down. Team Combat League is headed to your area. Next, tryouts are in Dallas today. If you are a boxer, if you're not a boxer, if you're an amateur, if you're not an amateur, if you're a tough guy, if you're not a tough guy, if you think you could fight, this is the place you need to come, because they're giving out opportunities, man. Listen, it's a team sport too, so you ain't got to worry about fighting 12 rounds, because you're going to fight that as a team. The most you can get are two. So you just got to worry about 6 minutes, okay? It's like passing a baton. You handle your 6 minutes, pass it on to your stablemate. That being said, if you're good enough to make the team, you will make $100,000 divided into 4 months, $25,000 per month.
Wow.
That's insane. And that $25,000 per month will be divided four times. Like, you getting checks. You getting checks.
How many rounds you got to fight?
Only two.
Wow.
That's it. And that's if you make the team, you fighting two. But guess what? Because when Jordan played and Scottie Pippen was there and my man Horace Grant and all them good players, oh, there was dudes on the bench, but they still got paid just like in this league. You ain't got to play to get paid. You just got to make the team to get paid.
So we introducing a bench to boxing.
Hey, think about it. It's so many fighters that sit right now and they don't get fights for a year.
Right.
They'd be better off getting paid on the bench. But they on the bench with no check right now.
Oh, God.
Huh? Team Combat League trying to change all that. If you want some of this, you better go out to the tryouts at 11 a.m. Central all the way till 6 p.m. So you got all day to check it out. Go to the IG and, you know, you can scan the QV code or get the information off of our IG.
QR code, yep.
Oh, QR code. I thought it was QV. Okay. Learn something every day. But.
You said learn something every day.
You can use your camera. Boop. Takes you there. Or click on the link. Boop. Takes you there. Or click on their page, because I added them. So, you know, this is definitely up our alley. And by us, I mean like our community, my Border Wars dudes. I know Marvin in Dallas is trying out. Let's go, champ! Undefeated in Border Wars. He's standing up. DeMarcus, where you at? DeMarcus, where you at for Surefire D? Where you at? Sure, Mission Impossible, where you at? JD, You ain't tired of pushing the trap. You ain't tired of pushing the trap. Get your ass out there, man. Y'all better make a motherfucking difference. 100,000 in 4 months. Sheesh.
They got Boba out to sign up.
I thought about it till I see motherfucking Brandon doing more work than he need. He tried to send every Las Vegas heavyweight the goddamn thing. I said, yo, maybe I could get it off. Like, how many heavyweights actually going to sign up? No, he's sending professionals the shit. It's like, yo, bruh, sit your ass down. All the way in Houston, your big ass. You need to try out, big boy.
Thank you, champ.
What's up?
You got on my ass.
What you did?
They
sending you a new debit card?
And.
You ordered your passport? What you got going on?
Nah, the other shit.
Man, I'm lost. Damn. Bo, who on the line?
Bo's asking me for my password to my other iPhone. What's
602. We're going to just let you write. Well, actually, hold on.
You ain't checked the list?
We got Mr. CYP.
Checking the list.
You know we got into it yesterday.
Checking the list. Checking it twice.
Yo. CYP. First again.
Yo, let me walk out this morning.
You first again. I don't hear no weights clinking or nothing.
What's up, man? We good today.
We good.
Listen, man, I am super duper confused on why the hardcore of hardcore audiences seem to think that Joe Joyce, who nobody really knows except for us hardcores, is somehow a gatekeeper to getting people to think, wow, the deserve shoot. Are you crazy? Do y'all know that most people don't know who Joe Joyce is? So him beating Joe Joyce is not going to help people see the Fury fight. When they look for people to see it, they want casuals to see Wilder Fury 4, not these hardcores who are already going to see it. Think about it. If he beats Helenius and Ruiz, how many of y'all in the chat are not going to watch Fury versus Wilder 4? You all are. So I don't even know why you get on here in the chat talking all that dumb nonsense. You're still going to watch. But honestly, Ruiz has a whole Mexican fan base. That if he jump in there and whoop his ass in front of all the Mexicans who really buy the pay-per-views, the real pay-per-view buyers are the Mexicans. He go out there and whoop him, bring them with him. That's a bigger way to get people to see Fury versus Wilder. Lastly, Ruiz just fought in a WBC eliminator. They have rules in boxing. Joyce is not the gatekeeper to Fury. Ruiz is. Everybody knows that. Let's stop with the bullshit. Y'all was wrong about the third fight. Third fight happening with the court case. He's going to lose. Fury doesn't have to fight. CYP told you, no, that's not how court works. Y'all going to be mad, pissed off, and CYP was right. Stop with this make-believe shit. Joe Joyce is a goddamn contender. He is not the gatekeeper to no goddamn Fury. And you hardcore need to toughen up. Y'all know damn well you're going to see Wilder versus Fury regardless because y'all hardcore boxing fans. CYP out.
I can't say that I'm going to argue with him because I'm going to stand on my two. I don't like the Wilder Fury if he only beats Helenius and Ruiz, but I am a hardcore and I'm damn sure going to watch it if he gets the Fury fight based off those two. But
we got Kentrell and Phoenix.
I disagree, man. I feel like definitely Joe Joyce is the gatekeeper to the title shot.
Kentrell, what up?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, I used to live in England, and Joyce is very known. Maybe not in America, but in England it is. But that's not what I would say. So, there is only one circumstance where I would think that fighting Tyson Fury makes sense. And let's say Deontay Wilder and Usyk get it on. And Deontay Wilder went 2 times, and he got all the belts besides the WBC. Then I would be okay, like, if they want to unify, then cool. But if I'm Deontay Wilder, I wouldn't give Tyson Fury another opportunity to beat me like that. That boy got beat out the runway.
Well, it's Wilder. It's Wilder asking for the opportunity or wanting the fourth fight.
That's because he's still concussed, man. When you get your ass beat, like, you'll be thinking right. And I love Deontay Wilder. That's my favorite fighter, but I would not be asking for the fight. The only way I would accept the fight is if he beat Usyk twice and he got all the belts and they're trying to unify. Other than that, I'm going to steal the fight because, like, it's not worth staying. Like, you can't beat him. It's okay.
Damn.
That's my call.
All right. Kentrell in Phoenix, thank you for calling in. Who next?
That's it at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't know. And that's why I believe beating Joyce would do that. But I get, again, CYP makes a great argument. It's like, yo, the casuals don't know Joyce. The casuals will know Ruiz, you know?
And that's what I'm saying. There may be three fights needed for Wilder to be able to prove himself. But if he beat Ruiz and Joyce, I don't think you could really deny him that rematch.
If he beats Ruiz and Joyce.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't be denied. Can't be denied. But that's what I'm saying. If you beat Ruiz, do you really need Joyce if what CYP is saying, you know, that he is the more known fighter to the casual, and it's the casual's minds that you need to change because that's going to be a pay-per-view fight. So it'd make more sense to fight the guy that's on pay-per-view, not the guy that's never been on American pay-per-view and never even fought in America.
Unless you take Deontay out there where the fight would be
financially lucrative and you still get the U.S. pay-per-view possibly.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Where is the poll at? Where are we on this poll?
We was supposed to be starting a new poll.
Oh, so you ended it? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, I think we need to do that because you see CYP feels a certain way. So he's gonna vote on his feelings. And I feel a certain way. So yeah, I think that you should do same question. I mean, it's not technically the same question, but similar question. With those options, those combinations, like, but let's leave the fourth one as we don't want that fight. I don't want that fight regardless, you know, because obviously there's people out there. You heard Cantrell. But, yeah, then give some combinations.
I like that. I like that. I like that because, you know, some people, they're not going to care for it at no matter what. You know, you're going to have your fans out there. That
which doesn't make sense, though, because I like what you said. You're saying Helenius, Ruiz, Joyce. And then we can do Helenius, Joshua.
Or no, I think.
But which brings me to my other point. I'm so glad. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shout out to Haradine. You guys are truly amazing. When you know you're forgetting that short-term shit, that's when that fire is fire. Don't worry. Those cells grow back. Believe me. Google it. That being said, we were also, because it says everyone loves rematches. We got to talk about Dillian White and the fact that he's with American trainer Buddy McGirt, and he will be coming right here to the West Coast, California, to train with McGirt. I spoke to Xavier Miller. He's still part of the team. I don't know if he's also coming. Hopefully he is, because it will make it look like you're really part of the team. That being said, rumor is him and Joshua in the rematch. And that's probably right up Joshua's alley and what he needed. You know, some people wanted him to go into the Fury fight. Some people felt he dragged with that contract. Other people felt he shouldn't have took that fight. That, you know, going, getting knocked out twice, you don't want to go in there with Fury. You want to get yourself a tune-up. What better than a rivalry you already have? This would be their third fight. They have, you know, one in the amateurs where Dillian White came out on top. One in the pros where Joshua knocked out Dillian White, and this will be number three. So what are your guys' thoughts on that? That was our second part of the show. Obviously, on the thumbnail, you can see Dillian White. So, yeah, what do you think of a rematch with Dillian White, Anthony Joshua, both coming off of knockouts, not knockouts, but one coming off a knockout loss, one coming off of double back-to-back losses. What's your thoughts and thoughts on McGirt? I don't even like McGirt, let's be real, in terms of he going to throw in the towel. He's seen Dillian White get hurt so much, he throwing in the towel. He throwing the towel heavy. Remember, this is Arturo Gatti's trainer. He throwing the towel heavy, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I think especially after, you know, the incident a couple years back where he lost the fight in the ring and, you know, many people felt he should have threw in the towel. But nonetheless, I'm just happy he gonna be in America. Cause, you know, that's very close to where we located. And, you know, we'll be able to get him in studio. As far as the fight with Joshua, I think that it'd be a very big fight in the UK and an opportunity for both guys. Like, it's a fight where there's no title on the line, but there's still a lot on the line. You know, but you know you're going to get the best out of both guys. I don't know that you get them in the ring. You did it the first time. Why not do it now?
For sure, for sure. I like that fight. They need that fight right now. You know, Dillian, he's got something to prove, to show that he's still got something left. Joshua, he definitely wants to get back in the win column. They got the built-in rivalry. You know it'll do big numbers in the UK. So, yes, these are the two rematches that we're discussing. They're both on the horizon. Bo, what's your thoughts about Buddy McGirt joining the Dillian White heavyweight camp?
Dillian White need a new chin. So unless they got a chin factory out there in Cali, you know what I'm saying? I don't really see no change in Dillian White.
That's interesting. You know, I was having a conversation with a trainer, and we were discussing Mike Polite Coffee. And, you know, someone tried to call him a bum. And I'm like, damn, is he really a bum just because he lost by knockout twice? What's your thoughts? Does he not have a chin? Is he a bum in your opinion?
I think he lost by knockout three times. And when
Joshua
ain't stopping.
Who?
Joshua.
Nah, he ain't get to that level, Joshua.
I'm just talking about Dillian White.
We talking about Michael Polite Coffee.
So do I think Michael Polite Coffee a bum?
Or is it just the heavyweight division and you know, one punch changes shit?
I don't think Coffee no bum, but he like a little bit more than – he a prospect still. He ain't a contender. You know what
but
I'm
he
saying?
Couldn't beat Johnny Rice.
And Johnny Rice is a contender in my opinion as well. Like, I ain't going to call him a prospect. I'm going to say Johnny Rice is a potential contender.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out because it's like, do you say a heavyweight ain't got a chin? Or is it the other phrase in boxing, it's heavyweight, so one punch can knock him out?
I mean, I wasn't referring to Michael Polite when I was talking about chin. I was referring to Dillian White, who been slept.
But on more. A high level, Polite was slept twice by Johnny, yeah. And you not saying he ain't got a chin, but Dillian White was slept. Listen to me.
I didn't see Polite get slept, though.
Oh, what you mean? He lost twice by knockout.
Yeah, he was getting beat up, but, I mean, Dillian White was, like, slept, laying on the ground.
Okay. I get what you're saying. You are valuing the actual knockout, not the stoppage.
Right.
True. So you're saying more power.
Yeah, I mean, he getting knocked out with one punch, stretched. Bambi legs, all that. Michael Polite was fighting, you know what I'm saying? He was getting touched, but he was still, like, coming.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Talking about pause. You funny as hell, bro.
Yeah. I don't know, man, because I don't know that we can say Wilder doesn't have a chin because he's getting knocked out in the heavyweight division. I don't know that we can say, you know, Polite and Dillian White don't have a chin. I thought that the phrase was it's heavyweight boxing. One punch changes anything. So I'm a little like
it didn't change quite a few things with Dillian White's career. He got slept by Povetkin, bro.
Not the only one though. He not the only one to get slept by someone.
Povetkin also slept what Duopai, but who else he sleep?
A lot of people.
I mean, look at his fight with Chisora, right? Not gonna lie, I thought Chisora was doing better then. Until he got knocked out. It was right. One punch. It was literally one punch that knocked his ass out. And I thought he was the one winning the fight up to that point.
But we don't question.
But what you mean?
Chisora
he never lost to Chisora?
No.
He was losing rounds to Chisora.
I felt like he was losing the fight to Chisora up until that knockout.
Yeah, and what's that? You talking about the second fight?
Right. And
yeah, but that's because he chose a different game plan. No, he was going for the counter, so he was letting Chisora work to the body, so that he could bring them uppercuts up the middle. Mm. Because in the first fight, and even in some of that fight, I don't know. You ain't liked his jab in that second fight? I thought he was doing his thing. I don't know. I thought he was doing his thing. In the second fight. But we got a couple super chats. First one looks like it's coming from Big Supermax in Plainview, Texas. And he says, not really interested in a fourth, but despite it not being close, Wilder does carry the power to give us a Pacquiao Marquez for result, but Fury KOs him again. All right.
Spin the wheel for Supermax. Big Matthews with his $2 says Joe Joyce, 275-66 Diesel. Bodies Wilder. And then he put the crying laughing emoji, says number two.
And that's another reason why that would be a good fight for Wilder, right? So who were we talking to? Oh, we just were talking to Schofield's dad that chose to go with DAZN so that he could get tap into that UK market. So, you know, where CYP is saying, who knows Joe Joyce? While we don't know him in America, he is known in the UK. And he is another UK heavyweight where Wilder's Fury. Oh, shit. No, Wilder's rivalry, not Wilder's Fury. Wilder's rivalry with Fury is over there. So, like, beating a heavyweight over there can ignite that again. Get those juices flowing. Get the writers chatting and the bloggers blogging.
You going across the pond for the fourth fight?
If he beats Helenius Ruiz Joe Joyce or Helenius Joe Joyce, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know what you get with Wilder, man. A Supermax, you got these Adidas boxing gloves if you interested.
Brandon Maurice, $5 Super Chat says, take the L out of Lover. It's over, brother. We have seen enough. Where is Bud versus Spence announcement? I'm about to cancel my booking.
Damn.
Shaking my fucking head.
Damn, homie, hold tight. They trying to make y'all wait. Man. I mean, they trying to make y'all sweat, man. Hold tight, fam.
Go and get your money back, bro, for they say you can't cancel or something like that. Then you try to have
you
to sell
put the
your
insurance,
room.
Man. If you ain't put that $15 extra for insurance, you ain't a real booker.
Yo, but that shit don't actually work, boy.
Word? So you've put the 15 and lost your money anyway?
Word.
Damn. Bro, tell us, man.
Man, let me tell you. Shout out.
Hey, Brandon, you on the road. Get this frock with water bottle, man. Because even though you want to, you know.
Oh, this Brandon. Brandon got one, not Brandon Maurice.
Nah, this Brandon Maurice. He need one because he on the road with the trucks. You know what I mean? This is very accessible. You know, even though you ain't wearing no gloves, you might be working out in between stops. Who knows?
Oh, get you a little frock. His work gloves. You know, work gloves are bulky.
Word.
You feel me? You
still could drink, bruh. Yeah, right. And it's that nice real easy deal. Space technology. Look at that. No water on this $7,000 computer. No water. I ain't worried. I ain't worried.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
All right, so I am worried. Maybe I wasn't supposed to push it that hard, all right?
I heard some buttons getting put. Okay.
That's nah, ain't no. It was just a little spit.
The audio glitching, brothers. Camera. Oh, my gosh. What the heck is happening?
The live didn't end it.
The live ended.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Don't say that.
We y'all can't lie. Even hear you no more. Your mic off, bro.
Bo, stop lying. And I felt you turn it off. You think I don't got the eyes over here? I got the mirror
above
you. My
boy said, I felt you turn it off.
Yeah.
Don't you see my eyes?
Yeah.
I felt the mirror above me.
I felt the little pause in the mic, so I knew you turned it off. You trying to
even when he poured water on his own computer, it's still somebody else's fault. Boy, I tell you,
hey yo, you know what
bad
you did,
dude.
You know what you did.
Oh man,
somebody, Micah, that was you. Came over and loosened my top.
Jonathan Sims said he can't hear you.
Jonathan can't hear
the
me.
Chat. Everybody in the chat, let us know if you can hear Ness or not, because yeah, we can't hear him over here.
Whatever.
Yo, Jonathan did say he can't hear you. Whatever. Damn, Bougie from Broward,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because
Giovanni.
Because Bo hit the mic, man.
Damn, Rob said the same shit.
They can't hear you, bro. You ruined it.
You gonna believe them? You gonna believe them, really? Really? Really?
Shout out Frakwa, though.
Shout out Frakwa. Get yourself a bottle. Yo, who next? We got Victor Banuelos.
Bro, you saw the water come out.
No, you didn't. You're such a liar, Danny. Victor Banuelos, $5 Super Chat says, after he stops Hellenius this year, I'd like Andy Ruiz, Joe Joyce, and AJ next year, and then I'll take a fourth fight. Well, damn, you are very greedy because I don't think you'll get all of those fights, my friend. That isn't happening. But Banuelos, we got a spin for you. So, Supermax, if you send that 10, you can get those Adidas boxing gloves. And Brandon Maurice, if you send that extra 10, you can get that Frakwa water bottle. And
boy, dying over there.
This is the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame shirt. And that will be for Victor Banuelos. Danny over here lying. Like, it literally had no water.
Bro,
it was like two little.
Water did definitely.
It was like that. Out. Like two little spit sprays, man. Get out of here.
Bro, the playback is much funnier, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Because you truly just see the water just squirting out.
Lies.
Bro,
I seen it.
Let me see.
You would have thought it was XNXX.
Let me see.
Like, bro, it was just shooting out.
Let
it
me
was
see.
Crazy.
Let me
ain't
see.
Bro, just, man, what are you doing over there, Danny?
I'm just saying, bro, that's how much water came out.
Let me see it.
The playback is funnier than the actual thing.
Brandon lands in Houston. $5 Super Chat. He says, I thought we all agreed that Fury just has Wilder's number. How does beating other guys who don't have shit to do with Tyson Fury change that? No fourth fight. Damn.
But why you be having a camera on me when I ain't talking?
He love putting you on the spot.
Have I moved over here?
It's called entertainment, he said. It's called entertainment.
It's either Bo or Ness love blaming Bo, and he just love making me look bad.
Come on, man. Why would I want to blame Bo for always leaving a camera on you?
I'm just saying.
Haseem Rahman glove, Brandon Lance. Get your first nostalgic piece of memorabilia to put in your house. An autographed glove of Haseem Rahman Sr. And know this, I spanked him in chess. Not once, but twice.
Two times.
Two times.
It's on camera.
Two. Who next?
Yo, have you ran it back with Bud yet?
Nah. I ain't giving him no rematch again. What for?
Not till you see him.
Not till we in the camp. Mike Wilkins, $5 Super Chat. Wilder will KO Hellenius and Joyce, but may lose to Fury. Another epic fight. Shout out to Ness and Bo Ringwalk. Y'all the truth. No, you the truth, champ. Shout out to you. And as for $5 Super Chat, we're going to give you a $5 wheel spin. Uh-oh, Haseem Rahman glove is hot. If you send in another 10, you can be in the running for the legendary Haseem Rahman autographed glove. But notice, I beat him twice in chess, back to back. Shoddy Baby, $2 Super Chat says, y'all missed my Super Chat yesterday morning. All right, let me go back. Shoddy, there you go.
Yo, Easy Dimes in the chat says, Danny is bald, crying, laughing face.
Shoddy Baby with a $5 Super Chat says, would you say Jojo Diaz, Linares, and Cambosos would beat Shakur Stevens' opponents if they were at the same weight class? Hell yeah. I mean, I don't know that honestly, I ain't trying to, I know I'm the Haney voice, but let's be real. That's the new poll. You ain't make a poll, right, Bo? Or you did? You did. That's a new poll. Let me see how long this one been there. 8 minutes. Fuck this poll, Bo. Is this the new poll? Now I'm fucking with you. Don't erase it yet, but tell me if you like this.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
He said, do Haney's opponents beat Shakur's opponents? But I think the only one that's arguable, okay, he did beat Valdez. So who did Haney beat that can beat Valdez? Probably no one then. Jojo Diaz.
That'd be
a, and he been bigger than Valdez. He been up there at 35. And he a dog. He might lose, but he could give you a decision. He could give you a decision, Jojo Diaz. He ain't no slouch. He did lose to Gary Russell and Devin. That's it.
But you talking about an Olympian and one bad motherfucker.
Oscar Valdez is a bad motherfucker in your opinion?
No, I'm saying you talking about
Jojo. No, we talking about Devin's opponents. Champ.
You just said Jojo lost to who?
Who's an Olympian and a bad motherfucker.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, Jojo Valdez is a hell of a fight.
Okay, so Linares definitely beats Herring. Based off his loss to, come on, Ortiz, I got Linares outboxing Herring. Herring ain't got the power to sleep Linares.
I ain't think Abdullayev had the power to sleep Linares.
Herring ain't got the power.
I'm just saying, Devin slept Abdullayev. I did not think Abdullayev would sleep Linares.
And that's fine. Jermell Herring has not knocked out anybody on the fucking, not even the B level. Not even the maybe, they're not even a C, bro.
He stopped Carl Frampton.
That was a retirement fight, man. Fucking Bo!
Bro,
ruining my whole argument. That's a good stoppage.
Yo, that was a hell of a fucking stoppage.
That's a good stoppage. My bad, Harry. My bad. Fuck.
We love you, champ.
So, Valdez fights Jojo. Linares. I'm still putting Linares in with Herring. I'm still putting him in there with Herring. But we could mix it up. Because Herring, even though he stopped Frampton, Frampton was super duper little going up. But there's another super duper little dude going up that Devin fought that might move better than Frampton, but is old at this point. And that is Gamboa. Can Gamboa be Herring? At 30, Herring ain't never been, he has been above 30, but he ain't been, his best weight was at 30.
Don't try to argue this argument, bro. Whoever said that was right about, well, I don't know if they picked, but Shakur's opponents, he got Nakatilia and Valdez.
Oh, yeah,
and
Nakatilia.
Bro, don't even entertain
that. They ain't
that
go down that?
Yeah, nah.
So you saying Devin's opponents get bodied by Shakur's opponents?
Yeah. And then let's not bring Tank's opponents in. But Devin got the belt, so hey.
So wait. What Tank opponent beats Devin's opponents?
I mean, we got Pitbull. All
right, who he beating?
I think everybody.
He beat George.
He gonna be Jorge?
I got Pitbull, bro.
He knocking out Jorge Linares?
Pitbull didn't turn into something different.
Is Pitbull beating?
Pitbull didn't turn into a Pitbull.
He already beat Gamboa. Shit. Is he beating?
That was him that almost killed Gamboa, bro.
He ain't beating Jojo. He ain't beating Jojo.
Man, I got Gamboa. Gary Russell beat Gamboa. Jojo.
Yeah, he had to outbox him.
And that still was a, that wasn't no landslide. That was a 8-4.
Damn, that was a good super chat, though. That got me talking right there. That was it. Shout out to Shorty Baby. Shotty Baby. Let me give you a super chat spin.
I didn't want to say too much.
Why?
It was just like you said it so much that it was like, for $5. You know what I'm saying?
That's
Lil Haney over there.
Yo.
Danny Haney.
Yo, so.
TBV hoodie, shoddy baby. Send in another 10, and you in the running for the raffle for the TBV hoodie.
Yo, Ness.
Let's go.
I did what you told me to do.
Which was?
Earlier, right? So.
Keep saying, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You might as well lip it to me because I don't know.
Nah, to update my shit, right?
What? Oh, your iCloud.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, look. So I'm going through my email, right?
Yeah. And you found your old reset?
Nah, bro. Somebody fucking got a hold of my personal email, emailed me the title or the, right? That should say, how are you, son? And then the actual message is hashtag the Haney voice.
Right. Oh, shit.
Danny Haney.
Bro, like, I can't make this shit up. Like, this shit is fucking hilarious. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Listen, yesterday.
I do want to know how somebody got a hold of my personal email.
Like, I mean, that's a little weird. Instagram, things like that. But listen, yesterday, somebody hit me up and was like, yo, Danny, wow, disrespectful to the guests. Trying not to believe him because they talking about Haney. And it's like, yeah, you be, I told him, I just text back like, nah, you know, he wears his, you know, he rides with his team, is on his sleeve. Like, you show your side. No, you just pick a side. You be.
But what did I say that was disrespectful to the guests?
I mean, you was a little, you don't remember when a dude was like, I mean, you getting defensive. I'm not saying he can't beat him. I'm saying he don't want to fight him right now. I'm not saying he's, remember he had to break it down for you. Like,
you know damn well the way he said it made it seem like they didn't want to fight.
Yeah, but you can get him to elaborate without showing that you team Haney.
Well, no, I was just trying to clarify.
My man was up there like, Well, I don't know. I don't even know you. What's going on? Why he felt the energy like Danny's about to get up and fight him. I'm like, damn, it's going down. Yo, but we got some callers, bro. And you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Listen, it don't change, all right? So remember that. If you can't make it and call us today, right now, from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to be live at the Wynn Casino from the Blue Wire Studio with the same phone number, and we taking calls. And it's crazy because, like, the people walking outside can hear the callers. And when you fucking, like, are intense, they go crazy. Yeah. Don't get us kicked out.
Yeah,
cool out on the potty mouse.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't get us kicked out. Like, yo, y'all good, bud.
Man, it's like when Howard Stern went to Sirius
Radio.
That's
right. Tell him, Bo.
You know what I'm saying? Beetlejuice used to come through. He couldn't cuss no more. He couldn't talk about his love life no more.
Well, the same Beetlejuice. Please don't tell me it's the same Beetlejuice I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
The fuck he doing on Howard Stern?
Oh, what? That's where he became Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice got mega famous.
Howard.
He became a guest, and Howard
just took a liking, and he was just always there.
Yeah.
And you know, Howard would get him to touch titties and everything. Like, the girls would just whip out the titties time. And he'd be like, better just, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he said, I hate weed. He said, weed don't bother me. Dude was funny. We got
Can't wait to announce the news, bruv.
Announce it, bro. Nah. I don't even wait on stuff. Nah. Like, it is what it is. Nah. If it ain't, it ain't.
Nah.
It's going to be some news one way or another.
Nah, because bro, if it don't happen, like, we never got to
That's like saying I have a daughter while your girl is pregnant. Like, you got to let your
You don't say I have a daughter if you don't know what the baby going to be. You know the baby coming.
Okay, but that's like saying I have a child.
I got a baby.
Like saying I have a child, but the child not born yet. You got to let the child be born.
No, you say we're having a baby. You don't say we have a baby. We're having
a baby. Exactly. So what you want us to do is to say we have a child.
While
the child's on the way, but the child ain't here yet.
You got to let the child arrive.
You got to wait till the delivery date.
People, change is coming.
Where's the stork? Is it a stork? What is it, the goose? What was that, the old thing? You know, the fake. What was it?
The stork with the baby.
Oh, the stork. There you go. I said it right the first time.
Yeah, I still don't know what y'all talking about.
They say Danny ready to settle down. And they say you need a DHP chain. Danny Haney. Oh, we got Big Super Mix on the line.
Let's go to him. Hold on, Bo. Why you don't ever remember this?
I do always remember.
I mean, in Bo's defense, it's kind of time for me to upgrade the intro. We're done with the Trooper G trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to hit a dollar. Somebody get a new one. But what up, fellas? Good morning.
What up?
Yo, man, this is another day at it. I'm like Brandon Maurice, man. I'm like, hey, what's up with this announcement, man? I done booked the hotel. I done booked my flights. Like, what's going on, man? I'm ready to ready to get up in there and then be in Vegas and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere, man. So I'm to the point where, I mean, logically speaking, if it's not announced this week, I'm sure it's not happening in November. So I'm going to give it to this weekend, and I think that's about all we can give it. Danny, you my guy, but you do tend to get a little defensive sometimes with the Devin Haney thing, but that's because you're a fan. Dog. Don't let nobody tell you not to be a real fan.
No,
you been like that since you first came on the show.
No, I mean, you screamed
at somebody over Canelo one time.
I don't mind somebody saying I get defensive. I was just trying to see where I got disrespectful. You know.
I mean, that was his opinion.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know.
Micah, what size are you?
And as far as the show topic.
And
my man said, fuck your car. My bad, hoodies. Supermax.
I'm just trying to make sure my team is fully clothed.
I'll send you her number, bro, so you can text her.
Oh, I got it. My bad.
Go ahead, Superman.
I just don't like texting her like
we
that.
We adding that time on. Go ahead.
Now you good. Now I was just gonna say, as far as the topic goes, man, the fourth fight, CYT hit it right on the head, bro. Like, much as we can say we don't want it, and a lot of us feel like it wasn't competitive, we're gonna watch. I mean, Canelo Triple G3, there was not a lot of big interest for the week of, and they still put off 500,000 buys, depending on if you believe the international stuff. So I think at a minimum, a fourth fight would do 200,000-300,000, which is what the first fight did, and that was considered a success. But, you know, I don't see the likelihood of it happening. I don't see Fury interested at all, especially if I'm Fury. I saw what happened to Pacquiao with Marquez. I think you got to let That was good be, you know, but I just don't see a situation where we end up with a fourth Fury fight. I still think we need to press for the Wilder AJ fight. That's I don't want that to be the one that got away from us. But y'all are killing it, folks. Bo, Smith, Danny, y'all are killing it. Staff, y'all, like I said, hopefully we get this announcement and I'll be chopping up with y'all in November. But if not, then I guess we gotta see what happens. But that's my call.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Who next?
We got Big Big Gucci Nick, the man with all the Gucci.
Gucci.
Yo, what up? What up, man?
What up?
Shout out to Ness. Shout out to Bama Bo. Shout out to Ringwald Danny. I heard you said Mike in the back. Shout out to the whole team, man. EBV leveling up every single day, man. Love the show, love the content, guys. Y'all talking about a couple different topics, right? Devin Haney and Shakur, and obviously Wilder coming back, fighting Helenius, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man, obviously Wilder by KO, baby. We got Wilder, fifth round KO. I think it's going to be a great fight, man. Helenius showed he got some levels to his game, too, against Karnacki, because I read Karnacki top 10 heavyweight. And for Helenius to make it look so easy, man, it ain't going to be an easy task for Wilder. But I feel like by the fifth round, Wilder's going to get all warmed up. And, man, that straight right down the pipe. Going to put my man flat on the canvas. He's going to wake up probably a couple minutes later. Be like, what happened? What happened? Yo, you got sparked, my guy. But yeah, man, it's going to be a great fight. Shout out to y'all. Everybody smash that like button and subscribe. You know what it is, man. Get yourself a membership, too. You want to show all the clout with the emojis in the chat, man. Put some people in a body bag. Shut them up with the emojis. It's fire. Shout out you guys. That's my question.
All right, shout out to you. Appreciate you coming in. I got a quote here from Joe Joyce. He says, and I quote, probably Usyk, because that would be for the WBO title, and Fury, AJ, Wilder next. There are plenty of names. Dillian White would be a good fight, Joyce told Sky Sports. Right now, I just want to secure this world heavyweight championship and then either get more belts or be in bigger fights. And this is a great fight that kind of pushed me onto that next level. There are plenty of great fights out there for me. I didn't have to fight Joseph Parker, but it then pushed me up to that next level. If I'm the WBO interim. If Usyk doesn't want to fight me, he has to vacate the belt and I get elevated to full champion.
Mm. And that's the quote I was referring to from the interview, Nas.
So I got a $5 super chat. Tony Boz. Wait. Brandon Lance, $2 super chat. 3 fights, 0 wins, 2 losses via KO. Just stop. Who's he talking about? Oh, wow, the fuck. Why are you wilding like that, Brandon?
Tell me who's he talking about.
Oscar, $5 super chat. Everyone counting Wilder out. If a 4-fight happens, just remember it took Marquez 4 fights to beat Pacquiao. Yeah, Wilder got stopped, but they heavyweights. And he makes a great point by mentioning Marquez, who you know, I by the time Marquez beat Pacquiao, I was already tired. Like, damn, Pacquiao, Marquez, 4? Like, I didn't want that, and then that was the one that he slept Pacquiao that was epic. Title bag means you ain't got to do absolutely nothing. We're going to put you right in there, and you'll be in the running for that Oscar. Any other callers? You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241.
Press one time.
Don't forget, this will be the same number for today at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time when we're live from the Wynn Casino out of the Blue Wire Studio. So if you want to call in there, same number.
We got Al in the Bay.
Al in the Bay, how is your day?
Yo, shout out to all y'all. Man, that quote just took the words right out of my mouth when Joe Joyce was saying Usyk should just fight him next.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, for Wilder, like, I'm not a Wilder fanatic. So for me, Wilder is kind of like, you know? My sister, she's like a casual boxing fan. So for her to watch another Wilder fight, I think he would have to fight Anthony Joshua to make sense for her, you know, as a casual fan, you know. But for me, I think it would either have to be Joe Joyce or it would have to be the champ, Usyk. It's like you can't go around it if you want it that bad. You have to go right through the fire. Me and Luis, I don't think that would be the fight that gets my blood pumping, I guess. I think Joe Joyce would be, because the way he fights is like he comes straight at you and he don't give you breaks. So every round, every minute he's coming right at you and he's gonna lean on you. Just the way that Fury does. But Fury has a little more weight and he can move a little better. So for me to say, okay, he deserved that fight, he would have to either go through Joe Joyce or he would have to go through the champ Usyk to get that 4th fight. For me, to make it worth my while.
Gotcha.
But Joe Joyce should fight Usyk no matter what right now.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in.
Got a counterpunch from CYP.
Hey,
for one, Joe Joyce doesn't have a head movement in Fury. If he comes forward the way he gets punched a whole bunch, he's going down. But let's ignore that. I was doing some research, right? And everybody's wondering, like, is it Fury or is it the belt? Wilder wants to be champion. So when people say he wants to fight Fury, he's assuming Fury will be the champion. Everybody assumes that. Wilder just wants to be champion. He's not as obsessed with Fury as y'all think he is. But if y'all think he's obsessed with Fury, then it doesn't matter what y'all want, because all he has to do is offer the right amount of money. The same way Canelo Triple G was about money. It wasn't about no real title shot, because Triple G didn't earn that at 168. He didn't fight nobody at 168. That's about money. So if the money talks, he will fight Fury, whether you like it or not, because he can make more money fighting Fury 4 times than anybody else. So that's a checkmate. Second, when you look at fighters who lost their championship, how long did it take them to get a second fight? Porter, 2 fights. He fought Berto and Granados, got another championship. Danny Garcia, 2 fights. Fought Granados and Red Cats. Daniel Jacobs, two fights. Fosilecki, Arias. Kovalev, two fights. Holyfield, one fight. Tarver, two fights. Cotto, the next fight. Margarito, two fights. We can keep going down the list. All you motherfuckers who think Wilder got to fight two or three more people to get a shot at the WBC title, you don't know your boxing history. And CYP is here to make sure that we look good and sound good on TBV. These are facts. He ain't got to do all that extra shit. All you got to do is everybody else do. Fight the guy who won the eliminator. Boom. WBC. If you don't want to fight me, drop the belt. I'll take the belt. Just like everybody, just pom pom for Joe Joyce if Usyk drops the belt. You don't want to fight him, give him the belt. Cool. But with Wilder, it's different though. No, if Wilder does what he needs to do, he gets another shot at the title, just like all the fighters in the past. It kills me. My last point. It kills me, and it really really bothers me in my heart that when it comes to certain fighters, they always have to do more. It goes back to life. Certain people always have to do more to get the same opportunities as everybody else. I'm sick and tired of that shit. I'm here to fight for good, man, and equality. Y'all can eat a dick. CYP out.
Appreciate the call, Chan.
All right. CYP. Who next?
That's it at the moment.
All right. Let me get to these super chats. I got Jonesy. He says, you put me on the cells grow back. I was scared. Laugh out loud. Respect emoji.
When you were super high earlier and you were talking about the cells in the brain grow back after you get done smoking a blunt, I don't know what you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
You said, shout out to Hardeen.
Yeah. He must have Googled it. He Googled it because he said I put him on and he said he was scared. Yeah.
He was going to stay slow forever.
Mm-hmm. Those shits is, they read, whatever you call that, read. Danny.
Yes.
How are you? You still trying to get that right?
No, I got it.
Right now?
No, I got
this motherfucker right here, brev.
Got to do
what I got me a $5 super chat from my man, Shake Johnson. Yo, I hope that don't mean you be smoking that Shake, bro. I don't fuck with niggas that got Shake, man. Throw that shit out, bro. All that leaf matter and shit. Fuck wrong with you. Nugs over here. Feel me? Some dense shit.
He says the Usyk win. taking the belt.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, Shake. Shout out.
The only thing that would justify a Fourth Fury fight, to be honest. Mm. Do you agree?
Say what?
A Fury fight. I'm sorry, a Usyk fight is the only thing that justifies.
I mean, universally, he's right. You beat Usyk, the world wants to see you fight Fury. I'm just, Shake, you're right. Brandon back with another one. He says, as a producer, y'all are equally disrespectful. Oh, he calling me just as disrespectful as you. I'll never take sides, or let alone show my side. You know, I don't show my cards, man.
Bro, that's you Danny. Showed it yesterday.
What? Who?
Dead owl. You said who didn't it? What did owl say?
Yo, who was it that I was watching? Is it Big Boy? Was it Big Boy? My man got an owl collection. Who the fuck? You know you too rich when you got an owl collection.
Owl?
An owl.
Like O-W-L-O-Y.
Like, ooh.
Owls are special birds, though.
No, I mean, his birds, I swear to God, the feathers on his owls look like something you would wear. Just saying.
Oh, he got some exotic shit.
I mean, I don't know if it was exotic, but it was definitely one of them shits was like a light brown with white. That shit was looking official. Brandon back with another one. He says, looking forward to Canelo GGG4 as well. No, sir. No fucking sir. They didn't bring the excitement that Wilder Fury did. Come on, man. Two out of the three fights ended in knockout, and three out of the three fights had knockdowns. You know? Or you don't know? Yeah, man. So it's a good fight. And it's always going to make for excitement.
I do want to remind everybody, number to call in, 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Let us know what y'all think about.
So, breaking news from ESPN.
Uh-huh.
Fury changes course. It says, Tyson Fury urges Anthony Joshua to sign contract for proposed bout on December 3rd after Danny, saying so Monday the fight was off.
You just mad hard-headed. I just hate when you so hard-headed, man.
The options are back again for
fucking hard-headed ass kid, man. This fucking guy right here.
And
bro,
we got...
Why don't this fucker ever listen to me, bro?
Because this shit don't fucking work.
No, you don't
bro,
work.
Bro, you can't listen to everything everybody say.
Kill him.
Bro, that's why we just ignore the shit out
of. We got Mr. Special Feature on the line.
Who that?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, good morning, fellas.
It's working already. Just put it down from like, there,
as much as I don't want the fight, I'm going to watch it if they make it. At the same time, I need Wilder's trainer to do something different this time.
This dude is terrible, man. Please put the fucking shit, man. Sorry, brother. Who is this? I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. Danny over here.
Bro, that's your fault, boy.
My fault.
You just touching shit.
If you listen
shit
from the beginning, this shit won't be happening. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. What's your name?
It's Jerome from home. Just Jerome from Louisiana.
What's going on, champ? My bad. Start over, partner.
I was saying, like they were saying, like I'm not necessarily wanting the Wilder Fury fight, but if they can make it happen, I'm going to watch. But I would hope that the Wilder's trainer, Malik Scott, would do something different. Because even if he got to bring in somebody else, we can't have. Can't, it don't make sense to make the fight if you're gonna have Wilder do the same thing he did in the first three. He got to figure out how to keep Wilder off the Fury. But them other fights y'all talking about would help bring, you know, would help cement the fact that Wilder's back if he was to make them fights first. But that's my call.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call in.
That's all the callers at this time.
I got the Fury clip. So I'm going to play that. And
the one Bo was just talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Are you surprised that he doubled back?
I mean, bro, it's Fury.
Joshua said that he was just tricking the public.
Anthony Joshua, where do we start? So the deadline was Monday.
Monday.
Frank Warren asked me and convinced me to let it carry on for another couple of days. Today's Thursday. And even though I knew you wouldn't sign this contract, I allowed Frank to continue doing meetings with your team and your broadcasters and all that. Now we have BT, DAZN and ESPN all on the same page. They are happy with everything. They're all happy, ready to rock and roll. You guys asked for a lot of stuff. You wanted to be co-promoters when you're a voluntary challenger. Guess what? I said, give it them. Let them be co-promoters. You wanted full transparency, even though you are not an equal shareholder in this party. Do you know what I said? Give them full transparency. I've got nothing to hide. I'm not trying to rob anybody. I never robbed anybody of a penny in my life. So now you've got full transparency. Everything's clean and fair. Now, Joshua, the ball is really in your court, son. Everybody is done. If you're a man, and if you've got any sort of dignity and pride about you, you'll get this contract signed today. This is it. There is no more days, weeks, months. You've had the contract now for over 2 weeks, and you still haven't signed it. Show the public that you're really a big coward, that I know you are, and don't sign it. I don't care either way. If you sign it or you don't, it makes no difference to me at all. You're a beaten man. And I'm a world champion. I'm chucking you a massive bone, but I know I can punch your face in, so I'm willing to give you an opportunity. There's nothing more to do. Everyone is happy. Get your team onto mine. They will be available all day, like they've been available for the last 2 weeks. Get this contract signed today, you big pussy. And let the British fans have what they want. There's no more running. You have to fight me. You cannot escape. The Fury is coming. Bitch.
Mm. Mm. Yo, I feel
that
like
was actually fantastic. I really enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed the fact that he gave us so much detail. He truly put the ball and the pressure on AJ. I mean, he made it make sense. The logic came out of that. My man said, you ain't got no stake in this fight. You a beaten man, and you still want to be a co-promoter. You ain't got a belt, and you still want to be co-promoter. I'm going to give you that. Everything that he asked for, he gave him. That's crazy. I love Fury, man. He He gets shit done, man. These dudes got to be more like Fury, man. Fury and Wilder, three fights. Yeah, that's who that ain't that big boy? Yeah, I told you.
But
man,
the motherfucker is alive.
No, yeah.
Man, I thought you was talking about dead ass.
Oh, you thought what's that called?
Like when they got the little joints on the wall.
Taxidermy.
And shit. I don't know what
like
the shit called, boy. But that's what I thought you was talking about.
We got an international caller. This number's super long.
Let's
and
go.
I think it's probably charging him.
Let's go. Who this? Who is Coyote?
Steve in the UK. Steve. Could you cut the background off the show in the background?
Steve, what up, bruv?
I got the show in the background, bro. You're lying.
He said you're lying.
Damn, bro. Came at your head. What up, Steve?
Up.
Talk to us.
Get it on in.
I'm all good. Yeah, Fury made a lot of sense in that speech there, but I actually called to put my idea forward for the gauntlet that Wilder should run to actually get the fourth fight. He should come and tear up the UK. He should fight White, then AJ, then Joyce. If he knocks all three of them out, he'd beat every other British fighter other than Fury. He gets his rematch.
So if it's Hellenius, Andy Ruiz, Joe Joyce, do you want to see the fourth?
No. Forget Hellenius. Forget Ruiz. Just tear the rest of the UK up, and then there's nobody else. You know, the British heavyweight scene for him to run into, and then he gets Fury because there is nobody else.
Yeah, that's...
So he goes White, AJ, Joyce.
White,
and then he gets
AJ,
Fury. Three fights, all against UK fighters.
Yeah, but by the time that happens, fighters. Joyce is going to be 40. Fury's going to be back to 300 pounds.
Manuel Cha.
You know, so I don't know.
Nobody wants Manuel Cha there. I mean, I don't see the Fury-AJ fight happening.
You think it'll happen?
Nah.
So you don't...
No, there's too many moving parts. You know, AJ signed to the zone. They're not going to want to let their cash cow go up to BT box office because that's where it would have to be.
Well, according to Fury, all the networks are on board, even ESPN and BT and DAZN.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I just think it'd be a good idea. But Danny, I wanted to pick a bone with you, actually. You said when the Hellenius fight was announced that's a dangerous fight for Wilder. I don't understand why you think that.
Because he knocked out a top 10 contender back-to-back.
Somebody,
he went 12 rounds. He
on,
went
man.
12, ra- he went 12 top rounds top with Dillian White.
And yes,
he was a top 10, and that's why AJ offered him 5 to 7 million to fight him. And Adam turned it down.
Adam
Kavnacki. Yeah, look it up. Look it up. He turned it down. And I did the interview with him.
No, you're right, but it's... But Charles Martin exposed him. He went life and death with Charles Martin. He's never been top 10.
A former world champion. Oh, no big deal. Everybody turns world champion these days, I guess.
Well, no, but you know, it's when the narrative suits, isn't it? You know, everybody shits on Stavert, but he was still the world champion. But now he's
Not everybody. So, just people that hate Wilder shit on Stavern. Stavern beat the shit out of Areola back to back. Stavern was a real champ when Wilder beat him. He wasn't a vacant champ. It's just Wilder haters hate on Stavern.
But then you if you look at Hellenius, you know, you're saying, all right, well he fought White, he shelled up, absolutely shit his pants. He shouldn't have got the decision against Chisora. He shit his pants against Chisora, and Chisora got robbed in Finland. You know, I still think that Hellenius, it should be easy work for Wilder. All he needs to do is one punch. Hellenius will fall over. He's got quit in him.
All right, champ. I got a CYP counterpunch, I think, right? Ain't this another one,
yes.
Bo? Bo, Bo, Bo. Yes, it is. Counterpunch numero tres.
Yo. All right, let me drop this knowledge off real quick. You know that most champions, when they lose their belts, they don't become champion again by beating the guy who beat them. It's like, when y'all talk about Wilder, y'all getting the fucking Twilight Zone? Are we still experts on boxing? Just because the dude beat you, no matter how the hell he beat you, your career is not over. You don't go cry. You become champion again. You don't chase him around. You become a champion again. That's how you get into the Hall of Fame. Three-time champ, four-time champ, five division, all that shit. By continuing your dreams and your legacy. It has nothing to do with that. Wilder needs the opportunity that George Foreman had. George Foreman became a champion again. He'd be no fucking Ali again. Riddick Bowe had beat Evander Holyfield. He didn't become champion again by beating Riddick Bowe. Like, there's certain things y'all just got to let go of. Secondly, Fury had two tune-ups with Sugar Hill before he got in that rematch with Wilder. He got two. Could you imagine if the Fury that fought the white guy, whatever the white guy is, who
Ben Davis,
I can't think of his name right. Yeah, if he fights him, if he fights Wilder instead of him,
CYP, hold on,
he loses.
CYP, let me stop you though. He did not have two tune-ups with Sugar Hill. He had those two tune-ups you speak of with Tom Schwartz, mm-hmm. and with the other cat from Sweden. I can't mm-hmm. remember his name right now. Those was mm-hmm. both with Ben Davison. After the Waleem fight.
The busted eye
was when Ben Davison was let go of his duties. The only person that was kept
was Jorge
Capetillo, and he remained for a few of those fights with Sugar Hill. But
okay, cool. So we got one. How many fights? The whole point was, how many fights did Wilder get with Malik Scott before he gets to fight Fury? How many?
One. None, really. He just got the camp for the Fury fight.
Yes, that's my point. None. The things that Fury gets, other fighters get, they when they get new. No.
Fury did not
get. Fury
did not get a fight with
Sugar Hill.
With Sugar Hill, before his first fight with Sugar Hill was
the Wilder fight.
Was the second Wilder fight?
His second fight was his second fight before he signed that deal was with him. Yes, it was his second fight, not the first one. The first, it was the second.
All right, I'll show you the interview I did right with Ben Davison, the fight before the second Wilder fight. I'll send that to you.
From my knowledge, from what I see, from what I know, it was the second fight. He had one tune-up fight with Sugar Hill before he fought Wilder. One tune-up fight. At least one tune-up fight, while Wilder had zero. Zero. So now we're giving Wilder two fights with a new trainer. Two fights with his new trainer to work on new skills. Let's say he doesn't get better at all. Let's say he's still trash. At least he can get a little bit better. Look how close he was to winning the first fight and the third fight. Seconds away from winning both fights. One with a new trainer, one with old-ass, weak-ass Breland. The same Breland that y'all cape for, who nobody else has hired. Nobody else has hired that man. But that's what Wilder was coming from. Now he's a little bit better, at least. Let's just say a little bit better. He has a better chance. Give him two more fights, he'll be even that much more better. People can vote for who they want to vote for. I don't care who they root for. But to think that Wilder's not going to be better, he has no more of a chance, it's simply over, is to poo-poo on all the boxers who have ever boxed. That has nothing to do with Wilder getting a chance at the WBC title. The WBC title. Last thing I'm going to say to make the UK mad. Lennox Lewis, Tyson Fury, AJ, and White. They all have one thing in common. They all ran to America to get better and to get better and to get better at boxing. You guys say you run boxing, but you run your ass to America to get your biggest wins. This is a fact. A fact. Without us, we don't even know your name's Anthony Johnson, NBA superstar. CYP's out. Mm.
Well, all right.
We got LV Slugger.
LV Slugger.
Yeah. Only time y'all see me in Rays is when I turn into the Bronze Bomber.
I want a body. I want a body, and he gonna be the body.
The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that towel to be able to throw it in.
SDS Promotions.
Is he right?
LV Slugger.
TBV fellas. Fellas, how it sound?
Straight.
Yes, man. What are you talking to? Fury full fight. You know, Wilder, man, CYP was hitting on, you don't got to go that route in order to be champ. I believe when he was asked that question, you know, if he was willing to fight Tyson Fury, and he, you know, him being a warrior he is, you know, he ain't ducking that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, with me being a fan, I would rather him, you know, hopefully get the Usyk fight and try to you know, take him down. You know, if Usyk a man of his word, you know, hopefully he'll be at the fight, you know, and be impressed with what Wilder do. As long as he get the job done against Helenius, you know, hopefully we can get that fight. You know, I'm not sure Usyk really, you know, especially Wilder give us explosive knockout. I'm not really sure Usyk's going to be willing to fight Wilder. You know, hopefully I'm wrong. But, you know, Wilder still got the Ruiz fight. I think that's a big fight for the heavyweight division. You know, big pay-per-view. So, you know, just get back in contention. You know, I'm all about just him being two-time rather than going to Tyson Fury fight. But if he's able to get that Usyk win and he got all the belts and, you know, Fury's still holding on to that WBC, why not? You know what I'm saying? It'll still be for Undisputed. They gave us an all-time great trilogy. And, you know, even though these last two fights didn't go as planned, you know what I'm saying, he'll have a couple more fights with Malik. And, you know, they make the proper adjustments and hopefully can give us that Marquez Pacquiao ending. You know what I'm saying? So,
how crazy would that be?
Say it again.
I was just saying, how crazy would that be if we do get the fourth Wilder Fury in it, and it's a fucking Pacquiao Marquez ending? If I'm not mistaken, in that fourth fight, wasn't Marquez knocked down earlier in the fight?
I don't know, man. I don't remember.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't even remember.
I know. Yeah, I know Pacquiao nice was looking good though before that shit happened.
Yeah, man, hopefully we get that, you know what I'm saying, and then it'll be for Undisputed, so, you know what I'm saying, that'll just be a big fight for the heavyweight division, man, and, you know, they'll just give us, that'll be an all-time great quadruple fight, however they say that, man, but we rock with the champ to the wheels fall off over here, man, like I said, and, you know, I still believe that it will be two-time, man, we definitely on that route, man, so I'm looking forward to the 15th, and, you know, we get that explosive knockout. Yeah, two times.
Pacquiao was in that fight was knocked down in round three. Marquez then got knocked down in round five, and then in round six he knocks out Pacquiao. So both men got knocked down before. Fucking crazy, man. Who we got next, Bo?
We got Brandon in Cincinnati, the man that bought the tickets to the fight that never happened. Hold on. Oh, we gotta play his intro.
Brandon, Cincinnati.
Hello, ladies.
Anybody that know me, know I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Swift's, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
Oh, yeah.
One of the people's choices. One of the fan favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking.
What?
Yep, Brandon in Cincinnati.
SDS promotion.
Yo, what up, TVV? What's going on, everybody? Yeah, Bo, you right. I'm giving Bud and Earl till next week. If that shit ain't announced by next week, I'm canceling that shit, and I'm booking some shit for Miami. Fuck that. Yeah, so, if Vegas wants to... Man, cut that bullshit off. Vegas wants my presence, they better announce it soon, or else I'm going to be on South Beach that same week. Fuck it. But as far as Wilder Fury 4, I wouldn't watch it, but if enough people want to watch it, shit, go ahead, go for it. No Harrison and Charlo 3 on the undercard. Tank Rowley 2. Fucking planting Canelo 2. A bunch of meaningless rematches. They make it the night of the meaningless rematches for all I give a fuck. So if y'all want it bad enough, go ahead. Like I said, I found some better shit to do. I just got the news that Wilder Helenius is on the Sweetest Day. My Midwesterners know what Sweetest Day is, so I won't even be watching that. So... yeah, I'm at the point where boxing now, if it ain't something I'm super interested in, man, I just go out and get drunk. And that's how I feel about it. So, Bud and Earl better get their shit together, or I'm going to be in South Beach instead of Vegas. It's going to be back shots at the Clevelander instead of back shots at the Bellagio. Either way it goes, it's going to be some back shots getting delivered on the pitch. But, that's my call, man. Y'all have a good one. I don't give a fuck if they have a fourth.
And that's why
producers keep the producers producing.
And that's why, you know,
you gotta be careful at the win.
I suggested, you know, maybe not taking callers at the win.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. He was, you know what I'm saying? That was every man, I'm sure, at the win could understand how he felt during that call.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He was a sucker for tickets and hotel rooms to a fight that never got announced.
Mm.
And some men are suckers for love. So, you know what I'm saying? We could all feel his heartbreak from time to time. And we all want back shots at the Miami or wherever he's talking about.
Mm.
I feel him.
I don't want.
You want to give. You don't want.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. What the hell?
Who we got next, bro?
That looks like it at the moment.
CYP, check your DM, champ.
Oh, somebody looks like they was right.
Check your DM, champ.
When somebody
looks
game.
Like they was right. Right, right. Somebody looked like they was right.
Damn.
You said when that football camp?
The football game with USC and Notre Dame.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all got time.
Word.
If you ain't got the money, you got time to make it.
Word.
Well, let me double check the super chats. Refreshing. If you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go ahead and do so as we're trying to get to our next goal of 157,000 right now. Looks like we're at 156,339 subscribers. We're looking to get to that next goal of 157,000.
You thought that's funny, Danny?
That shit hilarious.
Even though we're trying
to
get
funny,
to
dude,
road to a million. It's a road to a million. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs.
Hold
Find
on,
me on Instagram and Twitter.
Somebody just popped in. Two seconds.
Because I was about to be out.
Who is this showing up late to the party? Man, I thought it was Bo Mac. This is Canna.
Canna in Nebraska. What up?
Yo, I just want to check in real quick about the clean calls thing. Explain why that's a thing now.
The what?
You asking for clean calls and shit. Asking people not to curse and all
not,
that bullshit.
Not clean, but we don't want like every fucking word to be a fucking curse because it's like hard. We have to win. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be labeled as the potty mouth show.
Also, it's just a perception thing. It's not like...
Right, because you definitely the most
I mean,
with
just,
the most.
What happened is yesterday somebody called in and that's all they did was fucking curse. It's like, damn.
Oh, okay. All right, well, just make sure not to answer Georgie Porges call, man. Shit.
Yeah.
But all right.
Georgie Porges.
Anybody else? My greatest producer in the world, Bo Mason?
Man, that's the first compliment I done got in months.
Oh,
what are you up
shit.
To over there?
I mean, it's because you stopped using my barber. It's hard to compliment you when you got that dude chipping you up.
That was funny. Chipping you up.
Anything else? Are we good?
Nah, that's it. That's it.
Yo, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Instagram and Twitter, NessGTO. And we'll be back at the win. Same number, 1-425-569-5241. Let's get those calls
be
in.
Back.
The billing.
12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Co-host Ringwalk Danny.
Where we'll be talking Tank and Ryan chain snatching.
Mm. You ever got your
Why
chain
Why it looks
snatch?
Like he was crying?
You ever got your chain snatched, champ?
I was robbed, yes. For my chain, gunpoint. You never been robbed? I ain't never had my chain snatched.
Nah.
Like, come here. Nah. Not even in the fight tussle. Nah. Gunpoint. You know.
It's
what
different.
You gonna do? I'm giving that shit up. I was trying to give up my girl. Like, what? You want her too? Fucking don't shoot.
She come with the package.
Don't
dude.
Shoot, motherfucker. Don't shoot. All right, yo, we out.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.